Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla's fascination with music started because of a chance encounter with the music of Bach. When he was a boy, he lived in a long house, and at the back, behind the courtyard, there was a window. Through that, he could hear a pianist practicing. He described how he was hypnotized by this practicing. He stood still beside the window, listening every day. The pianist was Bela Wilder, a Hungarian classical pianist who had been a student of Rachmaninoff, and he was spending up to 9 hours a day practicing Bach. Piazzolla came from a poor Italian immigrant family, so an ingenious method of payment for piano lessons with Wilder was devised. His mother worked as a manicurist, so she agreed to take care of the pianist's hands and twice a week to bring him a dish of gnocchi or ravioli. When Piazzolla started to play the bandoneon, Wilder encouraged him to play Bach on it, as well as the Argentinian tangos that he was enjoying. In 1953, when Piazzolla was 32, he won a scholarship to study composition with Nadia Boulanger in Paris, and he was keen to learn classical compositional style. At first, he hid his bandoneon work and tango writing from his teacher. When she analyzed his music, she could find Ravel, Stravinsky, Bartok, and Hindemith, but never Piazzolla. Eventually, she persuaded him to play a tango for her, and then she exclaimed, "You idiot, that's the real Piazzolla!" And that was a turning point, and the start of a style that Piazzolla was to call the New Tango, incorporating jazz, extended harmonies and dissonance, counterpoint and fugue, and even Baroque forms such as the Passacaglia. One of the most famous fugues by Piazzolla was part of the incidental music for a play called The Tango of the Angel, first produced in 1962. The story tells of an angel who comes to a run-down Buenos Aires neighborhood to heal broken human spirits. In the end, the angel dies in a knife fight. For this, Piazzolla wrote The Death of the Angel, which starts with a three-part fugue based on a jagged theme that eventually resolves into a lyrical middle section. The work has been arranged for countless instrumental ensembles, and I particularly like this version, performed here by the 12 cellists of the Berlin Philharmonic. Thank you. Piazzolla's The Death of the Angel, performed by the 12 cellists of the Berlin Philharmonic.